שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אין עוד מלבדו, נקרא...
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of Nanos Besides Him. We will read selected excerpts from those Nanos Besides Him. And as always, you can ask questions on Kabbalah TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Selected excerpts from the article, There's Nanos Besides Him.
We typically... feel each morning, maybe several times a day, that we are moving away from spirituality. And here, it's important to understand that this moving away is actually an opportunity to come closer. It's like when we teach the baby to walk, as Rabash gives that example. Then we place him before us, then we take a step back. Then he's standing on his two legs, uncertain. Then he cries. Nevertheless, he takes a step forward towards us because he has nothing else to do. We obligate him. He doesn't know it's for his own good. Then he cries, the poor guy. But he does it time after time. Later he begins to understand that that's how he comes to us, and then gladly he will take some few steps forward. He will fall sometimes and then get up. As it's written, 1,000 times the righteous will fall and get up. That's how we need to see those things. Every distancing that appears to us from the Creator or of the Creator from us, it's simply a series of signs and opportunities and invitations to come close to Him. So we can never say that a certain action comes from the Creator without His intention that we would advance towards Him and in general towards the purpose of creation. So let's try and see that there is none else besides Him in everything and in the darkness even more so than in the light.
Excerpt number 6. One must always try to adhere to the Creator, namely, that all his thoughts will be about Him. That is to say, even if he is in the worst state, from which there cannot be a greater decline, he should not leave his domain. Namely, that there is another authority that prevents him from entering the Kedusha that can bring benefit or harm. That is, he must not think that there is a force of the Sidra Achra, the other side, that does not let a person do good deeds and walk in the ways of the Creator. Rather, all is done by the Creator. The Baal Shem Tov said that he who says that there is another force in the world, namely Klipot, that person is in a state of serving other gods. It's not necessarily the thought of heresy, that is, the transgression, but if he thinks that there is another authority and force besides, apart from the Creator, he is committing a transgression. Furthermore, one who says that a man has his own authority, that is, he says that yesterday he himself did not want to follow the Creator's ways, this too is considered committing the transgression of heresy. Meaning, he does not believe that only the Creator is the leader of the world.
So what's left for a person? Only to determine, to decide, as it's written here. That only the Creator is the one who arranges everything and places everything in the right way, and it gives a person the opportunity to determine that only the Creator exists and only He decides and arranges all of reality. And not yesterday or today, in each and every state. Yesterday and today is simply a moment that has passed. It's called yesterday, and the current moment in which I didn't decide that there's knowledge besides Him is called today. And only in that I can count the progression of my time. All the moments in my life, I have to count them by determining in each and every moment the complete authority of the Creator, both in the preparation and in the execution. And here, we need to see how do we arrange our life. I and my work and my family and my friends and the group and spirituality and corporeality, how do we arrange our life on the condition that we truly wish to determine this method, this quality, this condition that there is now besides Him? How do we arrange our life according to the rule that there is knowledge besides Him? Let's have a workshop on it.
You
ready for it?
Yes, we are. We can start.
How will we see that we are in the workshop?
We will hear them. We'll repeat the questions and then they'll begin right away.
Go ahead. From now on, we'll have more and more workshops. Or maybe other forms of connections. But you have to be connected. You have to discuss these common questions. Go ahead. How do we determine there is knowledge besides Him in our daily life?
האדם לא יכול לקבוע אין עוד מלבדו לבד. הוא צריך את הכוח.
The person cannot determine there's no else besides him on his own. He needs the power of the ten, the power of that, the study, and to follow none else besides him. A person must first be well planted in his ten, in the study.
We have to try and connect everything in the 10 with the success of my connection in the 10, how much we invest in the connection, ask to connect.
Yeah, and as a result of working on the connection, you see that one who actually does the connection in practice is the Creator, meaning you can't reach a state where you realize that the one who controls is the Creator and you don't try to do your work first.
Immerse oneself in the 10, 100%, completely, not disperse in any direction, only towards the center of the group, the center of the 10. Cancel inside of it more and more through the great friends.
Yeah, I heard from Rav that you always need to speak to the Creator, always bring Him to every state and do it each and every moment in life.
The Ravut between us is expressed by how much we tell the friends about the Creator, how we generate for ourselves such an environment that will be strong, powerful around the idea of there's nothing besides Him. Each one of the friends, every thought that he has will start and end with the Creator.
הכל זה תוצאות של הקשר שאנחנו בונים.
Everything is results of the connection that we build between us, the ability to hold on to these thoughts, desires, intentions, to remind us that everything is not us besides Him. Everything is a result of the connection that we try to build between us.
כשהבורא מכביד על הרצון לקבל של האדם בזה
the creator burdens the persons will to receive he forces us to come to the friends to ask for help to hide in my brothers
הקביעה של אין עוד מלבדו היא לא שכלית, היא משהו רגשי
Determining none else besides him is not an intellectual thing it's something emotional that a person needs to aspire to reach a state where a person feels that the creator controls his life controls reality and basically connect everything that that a person does to the goal and none else besides him and that he's good that does good and we can only do that in the ten with this womb that envelops us and protects us from what's outside so to speak
besides him means we shouldn't run away from our responsibility and let everything remain in his hands on the contrary we have to put more power on the responsibility between us we have to feel that there's nothing besides him
Misha, you wanted to talk?
Misha, you wanted to talk?
During the day in the middle of the work I no longer remember that there's nothing else besides him but with them through the meetings between us we do this again we go back to this again and again and this is what helps me
Rav, how do I arrange in each and every action every thought that I have in everything I talk to the friends especially in the 10 when we meet when we study when we learn about other things seemingly that everything is there is none else besides him we scrutinize him we highlight him we pull him we bring him closer how do we do it in the 10 all the time so that we seemingly have no other topic but there is none else besides him and we constantly want to pull him from revelation from concealment to revelation
I think it's a constant work and also when we talk about other things like dissemination or working in the 10 or all those things we always have to relate it to the final goal which is adhesion with the creator the equivalence of form with him maybe this way we eventually reach the conclusion that he's pulling all the strings that he's activating everything that it's one force that is aimed at a single goal
we have to make efforts for it to live to exist in the thoughts and the hearts of the friends so mutually we can hold it like this balls that we're working to keep in the air instead of each one trying to keep his own ball in the air
it's not that we are working and then there's also none else besides him none else besides him is the it exists there in the connection between us we have to always make an effort to connect more to feel his how he connects us more and when we talk about it all the time it forces us to think about it when we try to awaken the friends to the greatness of the creator we always have to just focus on that talk about that connection through none else besides him
for the ability for me to bring there's no besides him into life is the difference between walking on a spiritual path and living only in corporeality and this should be the 10's goal if we can't produce this power in the tent to hold on to this knowledge besides him, then we're not working correctly. Rav, with which means can we show or demonstrate to our friends that we're not besides him, that we're constantly holding on to the results besides him, constantly remind them, but not with words, but indirectly, that there is none else besides him. That our work is always to hold on to the results besides him, just like working to hold on a ball in the air. We, the ten, wish to hold this ball in the air. That's exactly this, there is none else besides him that we are holding on to. How do we do it? Without stopping. Incessantly.
Go ahead.
We are in the ten all the time, holding the greatness of the Rav and the greatness of the Creator in every thought, in every step we take, and we do it through all kinds of means that are relatively simple. We read the writings of the Kabbalists, we talk about what we read, we always remind each other the greatness of our connection. And so day by day, all the time, we keep this ball in the air.
Not verbally, just like a person for himself wants and receives everything. We have to constantly raise the spirit of it. We have to show the friends, show him the mood, the spirit that you're in. It's without words. Important thing is to take everything as needed.
Just as you feel that you lack power and connection with the Creator, everyone does. That we have to be connected to the Creator in every moment through the picture of life.
It's all one. I heard Rav explain once in a conversation that everything is one. And then friends tried to ask him, what does it mean? It's a web of connections between us. It's not exactly connection, because if it's connection, it's several parts that connect together. It's not one. They said, well, so it's a system? I said, well, no, a system is also made of several components. But everything is simply one. Somehow we have to focus on it, that there is no separate things. We're all just one. There are no words, because it's all one.
The Creator is the one who puts our hand on the good fate, both the goal, adhesion with Him, and also the means with which we work in order to find the prayer and it's the goal of the group. It's everything. Everything is in this one call, the Creator. It's what we attain together.
Rav, how does it happen that when we all intend to hold on to there's none besides Him, only Him, only Him, only He exists, how after such efforts do we begin to feel that we're in Him, inside of Him? How, by constantly trying to feel that there's none else besides Him, we also feel ourselves existing in Him.
Bivakasha.
Go ahead.
Shekodem kol, ulai ze indikatsiya shemargishim.
First of all, maybe it's an indication that we feel each other, that we feel there is a connection between us that is eternal, that is inseparable, that is beyond time and space.
Maybe if it's a law that governs all of reality, then we too are under the rule of that law. And all of reality works under the control of that law. And everything we see, all those splits or partial perceptions, are of that force and its actions.
Our effort is to more and more discuss none else besides Him, which is the force that enlivens us, that connects us. We actually make an action of connection when we talk about that force between us, and we draw the light that reforms by that, and we feel more and more how it works between us.
The 10 allows me to disconnect from myself, not to worry non-stop 24/7 about myself. And outside of me is the Creator. You give the possibility of being in it. You also set an example for it. So, if all the transgressions help us locate the Creator as the only force that exists and works in reality, this is actually the only transgression, and we have different forms, variations on that. But this is what it is. We disconnect the Creator from what's happening in our reality. Meaning all the corrections are also about returning the Creator into our reality as the founding force, the primary force that does and acts. Those are all the corrections. So all of our transgressions are to disconnect the Creator from what we feel in our mind and heart. And the correction is to return the Creator as the decisive force that determines what's in our heart and our brain, meaning our consciousness, our feeling of being alive. How do we connect? How do we combine our thoughts into one thought, combine our desires into one desire? On, there is none else besides Him. How do we combine our thoughts and desires? On, there is none else besides Him.
When Rav just spoke, I had this picture that it's like you're scuba diving with the goggles, you know, and everything. And in the same way, we are swallowed by the will to receive like an ocean. And the only thing that helps us come out of it is the prayers for the friends that will be bonded with the Creator.
It's exactly like we talked about in the lesson, to be in this bubble. That's why we need to create this bubble. In which the 10 exists, and in it there's this feeling, there's this atmosphere, the spirit, that the Creator does everything in life, in reality, and we simply help one another to get back to it.
Maybe we need to more and more try to connect the pieces together by pointing to the center, starting from Him, starting from none else besides Him, then see where we are, and then instead of looking at the fragments,
truth, our prayers, our mutual prayers, our efforts, they create a common field that constantly surrounds us and brings us back to it, and we have to then exert and pray for everyone to hold on to it. And this way we build the field.
We meet and talk about the goal, and we then begin to see how we understand the same thing and want the same thing.
Be less engaged about yourself and more in the friends. Invest in the friends. Then we will truly meet in our desires and our thoughts.
During the day we are always enveloped by the ten, and we are always just a few hours away from a meeting and or before a meeting, and we also have the recordings of our meetings and the excerpts during the day and everything. Somehow we always put ourselves in a cloud of sorts of the goal and the greatness of the goal, and if we're always in this cloud, then we can in every moment remind ourselves what the goal is, what the source is, where does it come from. And it always goes back to none else besides him and the ten, and in this circle all day.
Rav, what helps me more, to hold on to there's none else besides him, or to check where else am I missing that there's none else besides him? What helps me to hold on to there's none else besides him constantly? Constantly try, or I check where else do I miss in my world? There's none besides him.
Bakasha. Kol hazman barosh. Achshav b'tshuva kodemet. Chashavti al zeh.
Now, in the previous answer, I thought that none else besides him is basically none else besides the quality of bestowal. And then basically the question is, what helps me hold on to none else besides him, or see where I stand opposite that? It's always qualities opposite the scrutinies towards the quality of bestowal. You have to use everything, all the means, because we're aiming at the same quality, and then you see that you are in the quality of bestowal, and the friends are reflecting the quality of bestowal. It's all the quality of bestowal. So there's none else besides the quality of bestowal in reality.
The direction of the ten should be towards there is none else besides him, always. That should be the spirit that exists. From that, each one will see how much he is missing there is none else besides him. He will constantly have that gap between what's present and what's desirable.
All of the flaws that I see in the friends, in the world, they are result of the lack of perception of none else besides him. A good that does good, that everything exists in perfection, like Kabbalists say. And the feeling of lack keeps growing, and that's where the prayer should come from.
When a person takes a step forward, he lifts his foot up and he actually falls forward. And that fall caused the other foot to advance ahead of him and hold him from falling. So also here, I'm constantly falling from there's none else besides him. But if I'm in the society, in the environment, in the thought with you, then this thought where there's none else besides him disappears for a moment, it then reminds me that I have to remember about him. We constantly roll forward, we take another step and another, while seemingly falling, and then we advance.
Yeah, to continue Eyal, if not to wait, then always to look for what promotes you, what advances you towards more opportunities to bestow. So every resistance is the next state, the next stage.
Niv, let's continue.
Ulam, בזמן שעבר איזה
excerpt number 7. But when he has committed a transgression, he must certainly regret it and be sorry for committing the transgression. But here too, we should place the pain and sorrow in the right order. Where does he place the cause of the transgression? For this is the point that should be regretted. Then one should be remorseful and say, I committed that transgression because the Creator hurled me down from holiness to a place of filth, to the lavatory, the place of filth. That is to say, that the Creator gave him a desire and craving to amuse himself and breathe air in a place of stench. You might say that it is written in books that sometimes one comes incarnated as a pig. We should interpret this as he says that a person receives a desire and craving to derive vitality from things he had already determined were litter, and now he wants to receive nourishment from them. Also, when one feels that now he's in a state of ascent and feels some good flavor in the work, he must not say, now I'm in a state that I understand that it is worthwhile to be a servant of the Creator.
Meaning, we need to keep there is none besides him, check how much he is in our brain, in our heart, how much we determine that he is the one who does everything and there is none else besides him. And we don't really care which actions, which deeds, which thoughts we ascribe to him, rather the extent to which we do ascribe all the thoughts, all the actions, all of our deeds to him, because indeed there is none besides him from the beginning, and of course the Creator does everything. So our work is only to ascribe, to relate everything to him, and not enter into the actions themselves, whether they are okay or not. Rather, if I ascribe the action to the Creator, then certainly it is the correct action. It's a mitzvah. It's a commandment. And if I don't ascribe it to Him partially or completely, it's a transgression. And only according to my ability to ascribe my brain and my heart to the Creator, by that I can check which transgression or which commandment am I performing. If I were disconnected and I connect the action or the thought of the Creator, it's called a mitzvah, a commandment. If I disconnect it for some reason from the thought or the action towards the Creator, about the Creator, it's a transgression. And we're not talking about exactly the deeds themselves, the actions, but only the level of my ability to ascribe them to the Creator. So how do we change the way we look at life, nature, everything that's happening? How the world looks now through this new lens? Please.
משהו שנהיה נורא בולט וברור בדרך שלנו זה הדרגתיות שלה.
What becomes more and more clear in our path is the gradual nature of our work, that we can't just run 5 steps forward. We have to always look at the next step, the next action I need to take in order to come closer, like it says here, to transforming my perception and view on life and reality. So our next step is always the next article I read, the next meeting between us, the next prayer I make for the friends, and just to go step by step, not try to do some big things, but always just move one step.
We really want to control what's happening in our life, to be the masters of all the processes and run them and understand them. Yesterday, before the TENS meeting, Eyal suddenly said something that the last big congress in the exhibition gardens in Israel was less than 6 months ago. And it kind of weighed on me, even after the meeting, that if I look less than 6 months ago at the big congress where we met 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people together, and where our lives are at today, 5 months later, our thoughts are so different than what we had several months ago. So what control? And there's nothing. You discover that your outlook on life and on nature is not in your hands. Nothing is in your hands. You are not the master of anything. I don't know. You simply have to hear what Rav is saying and try to walk with him.
Yes, I also thought about
I also thought about how the Creator is pushing us, just like you push the seed out of a fruit. To me, from yesterday, everything change this kind of symbol that Moscow center has been closed is a sign that we're going into a new reality, new perception. There's no going back. We started forming a new connection, and it's very much felt.
Many of Rabash's articles, and many of them when he comes to explain an excerpt, then before he begins to interpret, he explains the purpose of creation and the correction of creation, the required process in order to reach the goal where everything is one. Also, for us, we need to understand that we are in a process that is moving towards the purpose of creation. And everything we're feeling and what's passing over us are stages arranged from above. So we'll go through them and aim ourselves towards the correction to finally reach the purpose of creation, adhesion, the quality of bestowal, ruling over the world.
We have to work on two levels, to detach what we're going through from our states, what we go through in our minds and hearts and all that. We relate all of that to none else besides Him. And like Rav said, if we're doing that, it's a mitzvah. If we're not doing that, it's a transgression. Everything that happens within us, around us, is nothing. We just have to always focus this lens to see through the center of the group, not else besides him.
hold on in the brains and the heart. The connection between us is the main thing, maybe the only thing we have to do daily. This will bring us a new perception. We'll be able to understand better what is there now besides him.
So, for something to really change, we have to devote ourselves.
Niv, continue.
Excerpt number 8. Likewise, when he regrets that the Creator does not draw near him, he should also be careful that he would not be in relation to himself, meaning that he is removed from the Creator. For by this he becomes a receiver for his own benefit, and a receiver is separated. Rather, he should regret the exile of the Shekhinah, divinity, meaning that he's causing the sorrow of the Shekhinah. One should imagine that it's as though a small organ of the person is sore. Nevertheless, the pain is felt primarily in the mind and in the heart. The heart and the mind are the whole of men. And certainly, the sensation of a single organ cannot resemble the sensation of a person's full stature, which is primarily where the pain is felt. Likewise is the pain that one feels when he is removed from the Creator. Since man is but a small organ, but a single organ of the Shekhinah, for the Shekhinah is the common soul of Israel, hence the sensation of a single organ is not like the sensation of the general pain. That is, there is sorrow in the Shekhinah when the organs are removed from her and she cannot nurture her organs. We should say that this is, as our sages said, when a man regrets, what does the Shekhinah say? It is lighter than my head. By not relating the sorrow of remoteness to himself, he is spared falling into the trap of the desire to receive for himself, which is considered separation from Kedusha.
How can we pass all the joy and all the sorrow all in the direction of the Creator, his field, and not that we would feel sorry about ourselves or feel happy about ourselves, rather everything will be about him. He is happy, he is regretting, he is lamenting. How do we do it in our feeling?
Please.
What are the means that we have to do it? With the help of the group, which is the medium between me and the Creator, how can I do it such that I move away from determining in me sorrow and pain, but only ascribe sorrow and pain relative to the state that I am causing the Creator? If it's not clear, you need to read again the excerpt.
We'll read again excerpt number 8. Likewise, when he regrets that the Creator does not draw him near, he should also be careful that it would not be in relation to himself, meaning that he is removed from the Creator. For by this he becomes a receiver for his own benefit, and a receiver is separated. Rather, he should regret the exile of the Shekhinah, meaning that he is causing the sorrow of the Shekhinah. One should imagine that it's as though a small organ of the person is sore. Nevertheless, the pain is felt primarily in the mind and in the heart. The heart and the mind are the whole of man. And certainly, the sensation of a single organ cannot resemble the sensation of a person's full stature, which is primarily where the pain is felt. Likewise is the pain that one feels when he is removed from the Creator, since man is but a single organ of the Shekhinah. For the Shekhinah is the common soul of Israel. Hence, the sensation of a single organ is not like the sensation of the general pain. That is, there is sorrow in the Shekhinah when the organs are removed from her and she cannot nurture her organs. We should say that this is as our sages said. When a man regrets, what does the Shekhinah say? It is lighter than my head. By not relating the sorrow of remoteness to himself, he is spared falling into the trap of the desire to receive for himself, which is considered separation from the Kedusha.
לא שומעים רב? רב, המיקרופון.
אולי נעבור לשאלות אם יש עד כה.
Maybe we'll go to questions if you have any.
שאלות.
Questions?
אין. יש רק כיף אחת. No,
זה only כיף one. No, it's clear that כיף has questions.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот мы сегодня много аспектов рассмотрели этой темы. А вот если взять такую как бы лестницу...
Dear teacher, we talked about a lot of discernments here.
...во власти многих, в мыслях, в желаниях. До того, как я нахожусь...
If we take this progress that on the ladder from being in my own thoughts and all that until being the rule, what are the inner actions I should do?
It's when I want to ascribe all my inner thoughts and desires towards there's no besides him, and whether good or bad, it doesn't matter the direction, because the Creator doesn't have good or bad for him. In him, all the actions are truly equal. And the main thing about these actions is in order to teach me that there is none else besides him, and for me to be adhered to him. That's it. Therefore, from that I learned that there's no sitach, there's no one else against the Creator, there's no opposite form. Rather, the Creator does everything in these two forms in order to arrange me more correctly in order to bestow.
But we said that, first of all, I have to relate everything to the Creator and I have to end with yearning for Him, not because I feel bad, but because I want to bestow to Him. These are inner stages, right? So maybe you can quickly just give us these 1, 2, 3 steps, like what I have to go through.
Ну, чтобы каждый раз я вот по этим ступеням поднимался.
What for? You need to find them and establish them inside of you. That's how it is. That's how we learn the system. We set it up, we erect it inside of us.
Itatu.
Buongiorno, Rav. Come faccio ad essere più preoccupato del dolore dei miei amici?
Morning, Rav.
Del mio stesso dolore?
My pain, how to be less in my pain?
Think about it more, and that's how it will be.
Ita 4.
Rav, come faccio a misurare il successo che io raggiungo in Eno Milvadon? Dalla medicina o...
How do I measure the ability of my success with regards to anyone else besides him?
Success is when I try to determine that the Creator dwells in all of me, in my heart, in my mind, my brain, and I agree with it 100%. This is the measure of success. Spain 2.
Spain 2.
Buenos días, Rap. Si el mento es para la cabeza de la divinidad.
Morning, Rav.
Una plegaria no resulte ser oprobiosa.
Again, he was breaking up.
Repita.
תחזור בבקשה על השאלה.
Please repeat the question.
Para la cabeza de la chequina. Bueno. Querido Rap, el lamento para la cabeza. ¿Cómo puedo yo elevar una oración de que no resulte oprobiosa para el Creador?
How can I raise a prayer so that it won't be painful for divinity?
If you do it for the friends, you surely succeed. Latin 7.
Buenas noches, Rab. ¿Cómo podemos describirnos el dolor de la divinidad? ¿Es a través del dolor de los amigos?
How is it possible to imagine the sorrow of the Shekhinah? Is it through the sorrow of the friends or the sorrow of the public who don't have the perception of the Creator?
אנחנו מרגישים אותו אדם שמשתדל.
No. The sorrow of divinity is felt by the one who tries to raise divinity from the dust and make her rule over all of reality, meaning over man's vessels, and he sees that he's still unable to do it, and that makes him feel the sorrow of divinity. Africa.
What is the role of the individual? And what is the role of the collective in the process of ascribing everything to the Creator?
What is the role of the individual and of the collective, in reaching that the individual needs to work on the collective, and by that he reaches the Creator?
Asia.
Rav, what is it that he says in the article? The Shekhinah says it is lighter than my head.
I don't
know how to explain it. I don't know. You will feel it. Start explaining about the divinity, about the structure. It's Malchut, it's all of creation. Belarus.
Rav, вот не совсем понятен вопрос, насколько мы связываем все мысли, поступки, нет никого кроме него, и не входить в сами действия. Я привожу пример.
It's not clear the question of how we tie together the thoughts towards none else besides him and not the action himself. Like, let's say if a friend has a time for everything, family, work, everything besides the ten, and the Creator is showing you that. If you ask why the friend is missing, the friend says none else besides him.
I think you'll find the way. We're learning about it right now. Okay, who do we have here? Toronto 2.
Rav,
you asked in the workshop what's more effective to hold on to the solution of none else besides him or to look for where it's missing. So I want to clarify this. Is it even more effective to look for where it's missing in the 10, this principle, or the world?
No, the whole world is not important to me. I need to determine everything in the 10. My 10 is the whole world. And then the whole world, I add to my 10. This is what's important. You should know that. My 10 is the whole world. I don't care about what's coming out of the boundaries of the 10. What's outside of the 10 is the imaginary world, the physical, material world. I determine everything inside my 10. And later, when I can work with all of those wider vessels, I add them to the 10. So it turns out that I always have 10 sefirot, 10, neither more nor less.
No. Rav, can I also ask? Here in the article, if I understood, he says that a person should not feel that the Creator doesn't bring him specifically closer, but rather he should feel that the others are not included in the Shekhinah. So, how can a person feel this if he doesn't have the vessels for it?
You enter the 10 and you try to decide with them, or determine with them a unified or homogeneous system, and from there feel spirituality. You have no other way of being born in spirituality with your feelings and understandings unless you try to do it as hard as you can in the 10. Kiev 2.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, во время чтения отрывков.
Rav, please say. When we read articles, we awaken the light that reforms. Is there a place for a remedy also in the questions and answers?
I don't understand what you're saying, but this is the only thing we need to try. To be as one together with the Creator in the 10 and to solve all the problems. You find another problem, concentrate even more. We together and the Creator in the 10. Nikolaev.
Rav, правильно ли мы понимаем, что Творец Шхина страдает?
Do we understand correctly that the Creator and the Shekhinah, their sorrow is not because it pains us, but because it comes from separation?
Correct. Kharkov.
Правильно ли ощущение, что для того, чтобы удерживать Творца, нет никого кроме Него? Нужно с помощью...
Is it a correct feeling that in order to hold the Creator, none else besides Him, we need to use the prayer in the group to reach a state of free choice?
I
don't know. Such smart questions I don't understand. I don't know what it means to take myself out of free choice in the group. It's too complex.
No,
I'm not so smart.
Toronto,
no, Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот когда мы прочли последнюю статью, отрывок из статьи, правильно ли ощущение?
When we read the last article,
что Творец нам какие ощущения доставляет?
The last excerpt, we always feel that the Creator is sending us all kinds of sensations, and we need to think about making feelings for the Creator, no?
Both are correct.
United VG2.
United VG2.
United VG2.
Вопрос. Вопрос, товарищи из десятки. Что это за боль, которую ощущает человек из-за того, что он далек от Творца? В чем она из-за этого?
What is the pain that a person feels when moving far from the Creator?
The pain a person feels from being distant from the Creator is that he can't give contentment to the Creator by determining that there is none else besides him. After all, it's all decided in that.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. What is the difference between make yourself a Rav and none else besides him?
Make yourself a Rav is also the Creator. Rav is the Creator. And there's none else besides him also. Meaning it's one of the actions in there's none else besides him is that you have to make him great over everything. This is the meaning of make yourself a Rav.
Rav, can I ask another question? We read in the article, why do I have to think that if I suffer, that it's like the Creator suffers more than I suffer? What does that give us?
That gives you an understanding that your suffering has to be even greater, but more directed towards there's none else besides him. Then, divinity, what does she say? Meaning she cannot yet reveal herself and take care of all of her constituents.
Thank you, Rav. The picture of the first nine sefirot of the corrected ten, it comes and goes all the time. And how do you sort of brand it so that the 10 will always be in front of me as the connector between me and the Creator? How to set it?
You have to arrange it this way. I can't tell you how. You should constantly imagine that the 10 is your connection with the Creator, and if you're included in them, by that you extract the connection with the Creator. No, it's not you, it's you and them together.
Galil West.
What kind of efforts do I need to make to reach the perception of none else besides him?
All of your powers aimed at locating that there's none else besides him.
With the help of what?
With the help of efforts, whatever is in your power to do, you should do. PT 22.
Rav, in the article doesn't relate to the other side to the Creator. Does it exist only in the feeling of the created being?
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. I'm trying to ask a more practical question. Baal Salam says that when a person feels remote from the Creator, he needs to be sorry for it. Then what? How can I bring myself closer to when we do the workshop in the morning? I feel detached. How can I bring myself to the friends, to know where I live, even when I do that?
Only with the effort, mental and emotional.
What to do towards the 10?
Don't do anything. Think. Constantly think. think that the Creator arranged them for you and is expecting you to integrate with them and find the connection with Him, because He is found inside the ten. So you must integrate with the ten in order to find the connection with the Creator.
Well, what does it mean to integrate with the group? That's what I'm asking.
How to integrate through various actions, but typically in the thought. Everything will be clarified in the thought. Ha'amakim. Ha'amakim, the valleys.
When a person has difficulties that it cannot relate to anyone else besides him, how to use the group to get out of this state?
Integrate in them and ask for their advice. It's a good thing to turn to the group and say, I don't know, I can't, I'm confused, help me. You think you're asking from them, but in truth you're doing them a favor. PT5.
The questions are of the workshop. Partly were about changing the feeling that we need in order to reach this togetherness. This kind of feeling, that kind of feeling. Do we need to start really engage in a common feeling of something?
We need to try and feel a common feeling called the Creator. Yes?
PT10.
If everything comes from the Creator, even, you know, what I think, what I will think in a second, what is that independent point?
What do you mean independent? Your independent point is the entire ten.
Yeah, but we're talking about how, let's say, whatever happened was predetermined, then what can you do about it? What's the action you can add? Just to understand that this is how it is?
I can't quite understand what you're saying. There are many ways of understanding it. You need to do, and from doing, you will understand. That's how it works. From your actions, we shall know you. You can't philosophize too much about those things because they are practical things. PT 32.
When I make a certain effort towards the ten, and I put the Creator there as a goal, meaning I want to bestow to the Creator through the friends, then there is some sort of a reward here. I get a lot of fuel for the will to receive. When I put the Creator out of the picture and I see only the friends, it's a lot more difficult. There's no fuel. What's the best way to approach this? What's the correct way?
Only adhesion. Only that. Think of that and not this kind of fuel or that kind of fuel. Even if you run out of fuel, only to remain an embryo, to have enough power to remain like that. This is also good.
PT5
we had. Yeah, Tchanoch spoke.
טוב, נשאר לנו רק focus group.
The only focus group.
מרב, מה הבורא רוצה? שאלה של תלמיד מהאינטרנט. מה הבורא רוצה ללמד אותי?
Rav, a student from the internet is asking, what does the Creator want to teach me by always throwing me to a place of filth and lust that makes me feel the worst of humanity?
He wants you to come to know wholeness, eternity, the only thing that is happening, that determines everything, that rules over nature. And we as created beings cannot feel anything except through its opposite form. Consequently, he created the darkness, so we'll be able to, from it, discover the light.
So he continues with the question, how to come out of this shell that I always eat myself up by falling into the desire and not asking for corrections?
Ask for the friends to pray for you. Then you have to pray to the friends, so they would pray together with you to the Creator.
PT 5.
Rav, I heard you say in the answer to Dima from Toronto that I don't care what comes out of the boundaries of the 10, that the 10 is my entire world.
And then what is added to that 10.
The question is how to use all the daily events, the events of the day, the what you do through life in reality, how to use all of this in order to do some work with it.
Didn't understand.
Say we finished the lesson, we started the day. And then everyone is thrown to work and a thousand other things and so on. Now, during the day, you can't always hold on to none else besides him. It's impossible. Sometimes a person has to work with his head, sometimes he's in a meeting with important people. Sometimes he's going to different places he has to be in. How to work with this imaginary world so that it won't be just for no reason to fold it into the spiritual work? What do you do with all this time?
From all those things to try to compile on top of them that there's not besides him, that it all comes from the Creator. He is the one depicting this world to you in all those instances, from all the good ones to the worst ones, from pleasant ones to unpleasant ones.
No,
from, I don't know how to say, the dirtiest to the prettiest, doesn't matter. All of it is created by the Creator, so you will start by ascribing it all to him. This is the most important. After you ascribe it to him, and don't let go from this effort to ascribe it to him. After that, you need to justify him and be grateful for sending those to you, because by that, he's straightening you out.
Now you described individual work, so it's like I left the boundaries of the 10, and this whole work is worthless.
What do you mean worthless?
Where was the 10 in everything you described?
You want the help of the 10 to hold on to those things. You are bonded with the 10 against all the disturbances that come. Otherwise, you won't be able to hold it. They will confuse you. They will drive you crazy. You'll constantly chase these questions and be submerged in them. Underneath them, you won't know what to do with it, if not for the 10. Only when you are holding onto the 10, then against that you have those forces, and then one against the other, then you can have a certain struggle in the prayer.
Okay, last question. What does it mean to attribute? How do you do that, Rob? What does it mean to relate everything to?
That everything comes from this Das besides him?
Right.
I need to hold on to it. I need to pray for it. I need the society to remind me of that. Each shall help his friend. How else? Create for yourself all those reminders. On the computer, elsewhere.
If I think of none else besides him, doesn't matter in what aspect, it means that I already relate to him in somewhat?
Yes, at least in something. At least in something. Let's say, throughout the day, I spread out throughout my day all these points, scrutinies, writings, talks. I have that intermittently throughout the day. So it doesn't let me sleep, as they say, because otherwise I will certainly. In this way, I care about myself. I help myself not be immersed in all those things, even good things. If I'm constantly immersed in that, it's not good. You have to constantly change the topics.
Right. And thank you for the workshop. We felt it was very special.
Okay, we're going to use it. Ashkelon 2.
Determining else besides him designs the center of the ten that we are about to discover.
Yes. By trying to bring everything to the ten, we accelerate the time.
PT4.
Rav, it says, and we should say, this is what the sages say, when the sorrow, divinity is in sorrow, she says, it is lighter than my head. What is it?
That's what the Shechina says. Why does she say it? Because a person regrets, he doesn't understand, it comes from the Creator, and he has to be in joy. So, what she thought about a person, now it's not happening in the right way. Kiev 1.
About the sorrow of divinity, when we connect between us in the ten, and we feel this force between us, the love, the connection, in what moment we begin to feel that the divinity relates to us in some way, that she is sorry about us, or some other way?
This is when... ask again. Repeat.
Вот в нашей в нашем соединении в десятке, когда мы чувствуем эту силу связи, любви.
In the connection between us in the ten, when we feel this connection of love between us, when does this emotion become that divinity is relating to us in some way, so that she's in sorrow or something else?
You need to connect between you to such an extent that you feel that the common force that you have determines something, and inside of it, inside this common force, common power, you will feel the Shechina, divinity. You'll feel the root of the group.
А что значит, что этот корень группы, вот он страдает? Какой-то у него есть хиссарон.
What does it mean that the root of the group is sorry, that there's a deficiency?
You'll feel it, and that's it. You can't ask about the feeling. You have to feel, then you'll understand.
Rav, buongiorno. Come il concetto di non c'è nessuno tranne lui può portarci fuori dalla nostra natura? In che modo?
How does the concept of none else besides him will take us out of our nature?
There's none else besides him through those exercises He's shaking us, he's taking us out into this state where from our ego it becomes a state of love and bestowal. The Creator does everything by shaking us like that, even now. Okay, friends, we will go to Niv. What else do we have today?
We have a preparation for the virtual congress. We have the Freedom article.
Okay, preparing for the virtual congress.
So we'll sing a song first. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним Устремление едино От Москвы до Сахалина От Чикаго до Читы От Литвы до Алматы От Сиднея до Берлина От Парижа до Пекина Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine